Chapter 6 Fit for a Princess. Jonah bows.
Princess Abby, I'm proud to be your brother.
Jonah, it's not funny. I turn to the others. Guys, I hate to disappoint you, but I am not a princess.
Of course you are, Minerva cries. You felt the pee.
I turn to look at the pee again, but Prince has already swallowed it in one happy gulp. Jonah, I say to my brother, tell them I'm not a princess.
Well, you're not princess material, Jonah says,
eating his pancakes off the plate he carried into the room.
You're definitely bossy. You love telling people what to do.
You're not helping, I say.
Your first order of business, Lawrence says, ignoring my argument with Jonah, will be to oversee your royal welcome ball. Oh, how the villagers will love a big party at the castle. We'll have it tonight.
I can't be their princess. I'm in fifth grade and have a book report due Monday. I can't run a kingdom. I can barely do my own laundry.
I'm not a princess, I insist.
You are now,
Lawrence says.
You passed the test.
It'll be my pleasure to serve you, m'lady, Belly says, bowing before me.
Oh, brother.
I'm really sorry, I say, but I can't possibly be the Princess of Bog. I have to get home in 2 days.
You can't say no, Lawrence says. We need you.
Bog desperately needs a leader, Minerva seconds.
How about if you try it out,
Lawrence offers, for at least 1 day.
See what you think.
Please.
We beg of you. We bog beg of you.
I look at Jonah. He grins and bows again. I sigh. Well, what does the princess need to do besides plan her royal ball? I ask. Maybe by the time I have to leave, a new princess, the real princess of the story, will turn up, and her welcome ball will be all planned for her. I mean, she has to turn up sometime soon. It's the princess and the pea. The princess. It's her story.
You'll sit on a padded throne while maids fan you with palm fronds and bring you snacks of your choice,
Lawrence says.
While you make decisions about hors d'oeuvres for the party, maids will gently rub your temples to ward off too much hard thinking.
That sounds kind of relaxing. Well, I guess it couldn't hurt. It's not like I'm in a rush. I have 2 more days here. Besides, back home, I'm not good enough to be leader of the carnival. Here, I'm a princess. A royal princess with my very own kingdom. Take that, Anissa. Have fun with your pink and blue cotton candy while I run a kingdom. I turn to Lawrence and Minerva. Princess Abby at your service, I say. I've been the Princess of Bog for 2 hours, and it's the best thing ever. Belly gave me an amazing shoulder massage and foot rub with lotion that smelled like vanilla and lemon. My hair, which was crazy curly because of the humidity, is now in sleek ringlets and coiled on the top of my head in a bun. The bog crown, made of bamboo and leaves and dotted with green jewels, is atop my head. Yes, I say atop now, as royal people do. I also say quite, as in, I am quite relaxed. I follow Minerva down the grand hallway, wearing the green velvet bathrobe they gave me.
Now it's time for you to pick out your dresses, Minerva says. As wife of the royal advisor, I wear many fancy dresses and gowns, so I'm happy to help you choose.
Dresses? I need more than one? I ask. Minerva nods solemnly.
You'll need one for dinner, one for the evening activity, one for breakfast, another for lunch, another for dinner, and so on. I think you should choose 25 to be safe.
25 dresses? That's a lot of dresses. I don't think I even have that many pairs of underwear. In fact, I'm sure I don't. Minerva stops in front of a pink and gold doorway.
This is your new room, Minerva says, ushering me inside. There are 100 mattresses piled on top of one another. Minerva, I say, as princess, I can sleep on only one mattress, right?
Well, of course. But here in Bog, we are mattress specialists. Without that pea, you'll sleep like a baby from now on. Best mattresses of any kingdom, hands down. And you can sleep on 100 of them.
I lift my finger. I really just want to sleep on one. One amazing, comfortable, bog-made mattress. Anything for our new princess, Minerva says. Belly, come remove 99 of the mattresses, please. Belly rushes in.
Of course.
Just give Belly a list of your demands, Minerva instructs. Oh, I feel bad telling Belly what to do.
Really? I ask. I don't want to put you out.
You're not putting her out, Minerva says. It's her job. Belly climbs the ladder and begins removing the 99 stacked mattresses. Meanwhile, Minerva walks over to an enormous wardrobe and opens it. There are at least 100 dresses inside. Wow. Also rows of shoes and jewelry boxes.
Pick your favorites, Minerva says with a smile. Whatever you like is yours.
I could get used to this. I pick dresses. I pick shoes. I pick jewelry. So pretty. So sparkly.
Another maid, who is at least 6 feet tall, appears in the doorway.
Princess Abby, I've come for your snack order, she says.
Anything you desire, Minerva adds.
I think for a second, then decide.
Can I have an ice cream float with double chocolate chip ice cream and whipped cream and a cherry?
No, 2 cherries. 3!
Of course, the maid says.
Can I have one too?
Jonah asks, poking his head in the door.
Whoa, what happened to your hair, Abby?
I got it done, I say, glancing in the mirror. Do you like it?
You look like you're about to enter a Miss America pageant.
Is that good or bad? I ask.
I'm not sure.
Where's your room? I ask Jonah. He's wearing fancy blue pants of a very soft material and a white button-down shirt. He looks quite royal, too.
Just down the hall, he says. I still have 100 mattresses. And did you see Prince?
No. Where is he?
Prince! Jonah calls out.
Prince scurries into my room. He now has a bog collar made of bamboo and leaves, dotted with jewels like my crown. He's been bathed and fluffed, and he smells like soap.
Woof, woof!
He barks as I lean over and scratch behind his ears.
I guess we're all getting used to this new royal lifestyle.
I yawn and try to cover it with my hand.
You must be exhausted after your terrible night's sleep on that horrible pea, Minerva exclaims.
Belly, is her bed ready?
It is, she says. 1 mattress left.
Is it fluffed?
Belly fluffs the pillow and turns down the blanket.
In you go, Minerva says.
I slide into the cool sheets. Ah.
Why don't we let the princess sleep? Minerva says to Belly, Jonah, Prince, and the super tall maid who was taking our snack order.
The tall maid nods.
Your Highness, we shall have your ice cream sundae waiting for you after your nap.
Your Highness! Ha!
I could get used to this, I think, as I fall asleep smiling.